Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. I hate letting people down and disappointing them. It really bothers me to have to tell people no if I know it's going to be difficult for them to hear. I don't consider myself a people pleaser, but I guess I do like pleasing people. I also hate it when I let somebody down. There've been times in which I committed to something and failed to follow through on time. I'd rather run and hide than face the one I've obligated myself and confess my shortcoming. I remember many years ago when I was new in the ministry. One of my responsibilities was to oversee the facilities. After church one Sunday, someone mentioned to me there was a light out on the platform. I thanked them and told them I would see that it was replaced during the week. That week came and went, and I forgot about the light. The following Sunday, that person asked me why the light was still out, to which I said I had forgotten all about it. I pledged to take care of it ASAP. That was the last time I thought about it. One more week passed, and during the service, I happened to notice the light, and my stomach sunk. I knew I had failed, and I knew I was about to be rightfully humbled. Gratefully, it was replaced by the next Sunday. Sadly, I had lost much credibility with that church member, and it would take many years to win it back. No, I don't consider myself a people pleaser, but it is critical that both as a pastor and as a member of the church family, that I seek to please people. Christ went about daily looking for people he could serve. In so doing, he was certainly pleasing them. However, pleasing people was not his primary concern. He came to do the will of his Father. Pleasing him far outweighed his commitment to people. Paul taught something like that in his epistle to the Galatians. He wrote in Galatians 1:10, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ." The Lord came not directly to please men, he came to please his Father. The will of his Father was for Jesus to give his life to pay for the sins of man. Such a sacrificial gift was certainly an act to please people, for in so doing, he was providing for man an escape from hell's punishment and an eternity with him in glory. In a way, that would be the epitome of pleasing people. Here is the concern. There are so many times in our lives when we are faced with conflicting pulls between pleasing men and pleasing God. You're having a great time with your friends, and they decide it would be fun to stay out past your curfew. You know that if you tell them your folks want you to come home at a certain time, they'll laugh at you and may not include you anymore. You're faced with a dilemma: please your friends or please your parents, which ultimately would be pleasing God. We all go through situations like that through our lives. We know how God feels about being faithful in church, but your extended family is going to meet together for a late Sunday evening meal. What do? You know you should be in church, but you don't want to offend your family. Paul simplified the predicament. He reminded us that we are no longer our own. We must spend our lives pleasing God. So, in what way will you be pleasing God today? God bless you today. I love you.